It's not new for people to make comments and allegations about a president's mental state. Experts have said Woodrow Wilson had anxiety disorder, Thomas Jefferson had social phobia, and Lyndon Johnson had symptoms of bipolar disorder. A study out of Duke University claimed half of our presidents up to 1974 suffered from some kind of mental illness, some while in office.
But Peter, why would they make you president?
Well, maybe it's because I can recite all 50 states in a quarter of a second.
Now it's Donald Trump's turn to be analyzed at a distance. And a few medical professionals have said our new president may suffer from narcissistic personality disorder. That's an opinion, of course, as you cannot diagnose someone you've never met. But let's leave the politics out of it and just talk about that word. The label narcissist gets thrown around a lot, but it's not usually used correctly. People often think narcissistic is a synonym for arrogant, and that's not true. And because narcissist is a word that many people use but often don't understand, it's time to break it down.
Ooh, break it down, baby, because I want y'all all to know. Let me break it down for you again.
Break it down now.
Break it down.
There are two meanings to the word narcissist. The Oxford English Dictionary describes a narcissist as someone who has an excessive interest in or admiration of themselves. And in that sense, we all have a touch of narcissism. John Steinbeck once said,
"For the most part, people are not curious except about themselves."
Most people like to think about themselves and talk about themselves.
It was simply a matter of outsmarting them. Wow, I never would have thought of that. You see, killbots have a preset kill limit. Knowing their weakness, I sent wave after wave of my own men at them until they reached their limit and shut down. Kif, show them the medal I won.
That's natural. It's only narcissistic, per the dictionary, if it's excessive. The term comes from Greek myth. Narcissus was an exceptionally good-looking hunter. One day, he saw his own reflection in a pool, fell in love with it, and continued to stare at it until he wasted away and died.
My nose was chiseled by the gods themselves, Frank. My body was sculpted to the proportions of Michelangelo's David.
But there's another definition of narcissism that's much more specific. It comes from the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. That is the chief diagnostic tool of the American Psychiatric Association. Narcissism is a personality disorder. What does that mean? Well, a personality disorder is a pattern of behavior that causes problems and is significantly different from the usual way people behave.
Michael, tell me something. Do you have pride?
Yes, sir, yeah, I do.
Well, are you willing to choke an eagle with your bare hands?
Willing to learn, yes.
You will learn from me. I'm Suryat. I kill animals for fun.
That's.
It involves abnormal thoughts and actions. Personality disorders are the result of defective character development, not a chemical imbalance or traumatic event. Unlike a mental illness like depression or schizophrenia, there's no medication approved to treat personality disorders. They are notoriously hard to treat, and that's especially true of narcissistic personality disorder, or NPD. But it's also a moot point, because you almost never get a true narcissist to consult a psychologist. In fact, there's a question therapists suggest you ask to suss out whether someone has NPD. In what ways do you think you need to grow or change? Why is that a good question? Because narcissists don't believe they need to grow or change at all. Asking that question can, at best, confuse them, and at worst, enrage them.
Yeah, I would like to ask about Steve Bannon's role on the National Security Council.
Yeah, that's a dumb question. That's a stupid question. Sit down, Glenn!
My name is not Glenn.
I know your name's. I'm just saying Glenn, like in a general Glenn. It's your word!
There are 9 symptoms of NPD in the diagnostic manual. They are having an exaggerated sense of self-importance.
Do you know who I am?
No, I can't say that I do.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Really?
People know me.
Being preoccupied with fantasies about success, power, brilliance, beauty, or the perfect mate. Believing you're special and can only be understood by other special people. Requiring constant admiration.
Tell me I'm pretty! Tell me I'm pretty!
Tell me I'm pretty. You're pretty?
Expecting special favors and unquestioning compliance, taking advantage of others to get what you want, lacking empathy, unable to recognize the needs and feelings of others.
I think a blind man can see that Beth is looking for the door. I barely have a reason to care, and even I notice.
Come on, Rick, don't talk about my parents like that.
Listen, Morty, I hate to break it to you, but what people call love is just a chemical reaction that compels animals to breed. It hits hard, Morty, then it slowly fades, leaving you stranded in a failing marriage.
Being envious of other people and believing that others envy you. And behaving in an arrogant way. Narcissism in the clinical sense goes beyond self-confidence. It means you value your own life and needs above all others. It means other people might have to suffer so you can be happy or successful. You only need to have 5 or more of those traits to be diagnosed with NPD. According to the U.S. National Institutes of Health, that includes about 6% of Americans. Someone with all 9 traits is a dangerous person indeed, but thankfully, that's a tiny number of people. Scientists have no idea what causes narcissistic personality disorder. It's not biological, and that's why drugs can't treat it. But there's also no one developmental cause either. Some narcissists had doting parents. Others were neglected. People with NPD are often very smart and very manipulative.
The only thing more satisfying than convincing someone to do what I want is failing to persuade them on purpose. It's like a do not enter sign. It just begs you to walk through the door.
They can be outgoing and charismatic, but not always. Frankly, some of these traits are considered positive and useful for leaders if they're not excessive. Architect Frank Lloyd Wright was said to have mild NPD, as were Salvador Dali and Bill Clinton. But someone with severe narcissism doesn't believe the rules apply to him or her, and they can be very fragile or easily insulted. They require constant praise. A Harvard psychologist said NPD at heart is not about self-love, but about the inability to love. So you can see, just because someone is arrogant, that doesn't mean they're a narcissist. They may be self-involved and still not be a true narcissist. But we're not psychologists here, so let's bring in an expert.
Oh, man! Woo! I am awesome!
Joining me now from Athens is Keith Campbell. He's a professor of psychology at the University of Georgia and co-author of The Narcissism Epidemic. Recently published a study finding narcissists often use social media to promote themselves. Hi there, Keith.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Did we get it basically right?
I think so. I'd quibble a little bit, but it's a really complicated topic. And, you know, the word gets used, as you said, in so many different ways by people. It's hard to keep track of sometimes.
It is. And there is some argument at this point over whether a narcissism epidemic exists or does not, because of academics like yourself arguing over how to interpret recent research. Are we in an epidemic of narcissism?
The first response is, yes, academics always argue. And when they stop arguing is when I get nervous. Narcissism levels are high compared to the past. We see it in culture. We see it in individuals. I think that after the recession, things have started to sort of get back to normal a little bit. But I don't want to talk too much about that because there's a lot of research out there that hasn't been peer reviewed. And I'd rather keep that for a later conversation.
But social media in and of itself, it's possible that social media feeds narcissism. And what you argue is at least that narcissists find social media useful, right? How is that?
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've done research on social media and narcissism. It's been almost a decade. And when we've put that research together, what you see is that narcissism predicts social media use, predicts the number of connections you have on social media, friends or followers, and it also predicts using social media for narcissistic ends, to self-promote, to get attention, to display your positive qualities. So if you think about it, social media is a great ground for people who are narcissistic to get their needs, their narcissistic or ego needs met.
That constant praise and attention that we were talking about, social media
absolutely
can supply that.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that everybody who's active on social media is a narcissist.
Not at all. There are multiple motives for social media. It can be connecting with friends. It could be, you know, entertainment. It can be humor. It can be seeking information. But narcissism is a piece of it, and it seems to be a you know, a reliably positive piece. People are narcissistic, just seem to be drawn to it and use it more.
You say that's a positive piece. That does that mean that social media can actually fit into treatment or coping with NPD?
What you see with people who are narcissistic and their use of social media, I think of it as a highway system. So social media is something that was built by all of us. It wasn't built by a central planner. And narcissistic individuals played a role in it, from the Kardashians to the president. And putting that stuff out there, getting people to use these sites, has been something they've managed to do.
How do you know, then, the difference between somebody who's just maybe self-confident, maybe arrogant, and someone who is a narcissist? Can you know that without being a psychologist?
I think that these things work on a continuum. So the same way we say somebody's an extrovert or an introvert, we say somebody's a narcissist, which means they're more narcissistic than the average person. It doesn't necessarily mean they have a clinical disorder. I really like to reserve that, the clinical label, NPD or narcissistic personality disorder, which you described really well. I really like to reserve that for people who have been clinically diagnosed. It's a label that suggests not only do you have these symptoms of narcissism, but they're causing major impairment in your life. And so that really should be a medical or psychiatric term.
And that is that's a difficulty, and it's a subject of debate right now. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Keith Campbell, who's professor of psychology at UGA. And Keith, this has come up because there have been a few people who have tried to diagnose the president, but other people as well. You often see someone saying, oh, this person, a celebrity like Mel Gibson or someone else, this person has a mental illness. Why is that dangerous?
Well, I think the challenge is that, you know, you look at presidents or celebrities, go, yeah, they're kind of full of themselves. I mean, that, you know, you run around, stamp your names on towers in New York, that suggests some narcissism. But when you say something's a clinical disorder, it means you should get some sort of treatment for it, and it means it has these really negative effects. And I think in many of these cases, the narcissism is a trade-off. It has some positive effects for people and has some negative effects. That's why I like to be very careful with using the clinical term.
Why do we like watching them when they're in sitcoms? Because there are a lot of sitcoms that are basically based on people doing awful things who, look, are very narcissistic. I mean, you could argue that Seinfeld fit that mold, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Archer, the animated cartoon. I could go on and on and on.
Yes. Well, you know, normal people aren't that fun to watch. And so when we want drama, we want people who are narcissistic, we want people who are sort of antisocial, we want people who are a little bit unstable, a little bit borderline, as we'd say, or a little bit overdramatic. So in clinical terms, these would be cluster B personality disordered people. They're just interesting because they have these traits that you are drawn to, and these traits that repel you at the same time. It's much more fun than well-adjusted, happy people.
Is it maybe their catharsis in seeing people do stuff we would never do, I guess?
I think a lot of it is the drama. Some people argue that it's fun to watch, you know, oh, look at these buffoons. Thank God I'm not like that. And I think there is some of that. But it's also just the basis of drama. It's something like House of Cards is a political show. It's fascinating because you have a character who's sort of Machiavellian and psychopathic, and it makes it much more fun than just a local politician.
So do you have a nice little side hobby going with watching these shows and then trying to diagnose something?
No,
admit it, Keith.
I need to do it for research.
Okay.
Yes, it's purely scientific.
That's your excuse. Let's go back to this idea of the narcissism epidemic, because you say that levels of narcissism have actually been rising in recent years. Why?
Well, I think several things happened. And really, if you go back, where this started to turn was early 1970s, when people went away from the 60s and this more communal idea. And they started becoming self-focused. We had the self-esteem movement in the 80s. we started in the 90s and late 80s, we started teaching our kids to have self-esteem, that they're special. We started inflating their grades. And then we had this change in economics where we started lending people money and this massive growth in materialism that led to the housing collapse. So we did several things to make people in our country look and feel good about themselves, starting 70s through the late 2000s.
And in the minute that we have left, how do we avoid it?
My quickest answer to that is CPR, which is to buffer narcissism, compassion for others, passion for what you do, because if you do things you're passionate about, you're not doing it for attention, you're doing it because you want to do it and you're excited about it, and taking responsibility not just for the good things that happen to you, but for the bad things that happen to you as well.
That is Keith Campbell. He's a professor of psychology at UGA. He recently published research that finds narcissists use social media to promote themselves, and he's also co-author of The Narcissism Epidemic. Keith, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me.